Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
Lord, you alone are my portion and my cup. You make my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night my heart instructs me. Is there any better feeling than scoring a last-minute winner, getting the PB after months of training, or celebrating a nail-biting win with teammates? Sport has the capacity to give us remarkable highs. And on the flip side, the lows of sport are real and painful. Injury, retirement, poor form, getting dropped, having to move clubs, those can be very difficult experiences. In a sporting world of ups and downs, contentment can be elusive. We chase the highs, but the highs never last. We endure the lows, but more lows may follow. And yet, you can know true contentment as you experience ups and downs in your sport. Psalm 16, verses 5 to 7, sets out how we can know true contentment through the ups and downs of life and of sport. Here are three things that we see. First, verse 5 speaks of the Lord alone being the psalmist's portion and cup. The Lord satisfies the psalmist's hunger and thirst. This means that true satisfaction, true contentment, is found in the Lord himself. Contentment is not found in God's good gifts such as sport. It is found in knowing God, in light of which we do then enjoy his good gifts. Second, verse 6 speaks of the psalmist's delightful inheritance. The psalmist knows contentment in the present because he is sure of what is to come. And First Peter tells us that through the resurrection of Jesus, Christians have been born again into a living hope and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. That is God's promise to those who belong to him through faith in Jesus. So, may we think more often of heaven. How good will it be to use our resurrection bodies in worship to the Lord without the strains of weariness, aging, or sin? And third, verse 7 speaks of the Lord's counselling and instruction. Through his word and his spirit, the Lord guides us in the right paths of living, on which we will find contentment. In our sport, let's pray that we live our lives more and more in accordance with how the Lord would have us live, as we seek to be moulded by his word. Sport is full of ups and of downs. The unpredictability is part of what makes it so exciting. And it is a wonderful thing, a privilege, to know the Lord God through the highs and the lows of life and sport. Johnny Wilkinson famously kicked the last-minute drop goal to win England the Rugby World Cup in 2003. The stuff of sporting dreams. And yet he has said that he has never felt emptier than he did the next morning. Because we will not find true and lasting contentment in our sport. But you can find contentment and joy in the Lord as you compete, knowing his present guidance and his promises of eternity to come. So this game day, you are free to play as someone whose contentment does not depend on your performance, the outcome of the match, or the referee's decision going your way. You can know contentment in Jesus now and have the privilege of playing for his glory from a place of great security and freedom. Contentment need not be elusive. For Christ died and rose, that you may know him and follow him, now in your sport, and through into eternity. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you that I am secure in the Lord Jesus. thank you that I can compete this game day as someone with an imperishable inheritance in Christ. Please help me to seek and find contentment only in you and compete for your glory today. And it is in your name that I pray. Amen. Finally, take a few minutes to pray for those in your sport, that God will open a door for his message in your club or team this game day.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.